Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Phil Lins. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Goosen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting second. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting third. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson strikes out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Menke applying the tag. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive towards third. Rader reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Menke moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 0 for 1 in the game. Lins strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Menke strikes out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Charles strikes out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swoboda moves to third. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Goosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke fields it and throws to second for the out. Swoboda scores. Two outs. It's 1 to nothing, Mets. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuellar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goosen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cuellar for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 0 for 2 in the game. Lins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lins moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Menke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte pinch hits for Mike Cuellar. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Ray now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaver is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 3 in the game. Watson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 3 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Swoboda hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 1, and Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.